Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Roy Matlock Jr. here, and if you're just tuning in right now, this is the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour, where we help you. You know, to get control of your money, you know, the most important things that you can do is always work on your income. That's one of the key elements that I always have believed that a lot of people don't really pay attention to. They just kind of go along. You know, there's been studies done where if you change jobs, doing the same type of work, you end up getting paid more and stuff like that. And so one of the first keys is you got to get your income up. And so we work on our income by developing a better value proposition, whether we're, you know, in business for ourselves or if we're working for someone, whatever it may be. And then the second thing is that we create a gap, and that gap is the gap between your income and your outgo. I like to tell people to try, you know, your goal should be to live on 50% of your income. That allows you to pay your taxes and save 20 or 25% of your income, and that gets you into a great spot. And if you've been listening in, one of the things that I've been doing is kind of a sequence. And I started out, I think this is show number 28 or 29, where I've put together kind of a sequence from beginning to financial independence, and we're winding up some of these bullet points that'll kind of do it. And then I'm going to go into a Q&A today. But if you are just tuning in, go to RoyMatlockJr.com. I would encourage you to, or go to Apple or any of the places you find your podcast, and download the Roy Matlock Jr. Money Business Hour, and you can catch up and you can go back. I think I've got about 130 or 40 episodes for you to be able to do things. But we've been talking about the six focus points that you should be focusing on when it comes to, you know, developing a financial plan that will get you one day to the point of having, you know, the confidence that you've got money is under control. You know, you want to go from worried to confident. And the six focus points I always tell people, the first one is have a positive winning attitude. Now, why is that? Because, you know, that attitude, if you feel like you're defeated all the time, well, then you never get anywhere. Now, how do you get a positive winning attitude? Well, you plan for it. You know, you work on it. You know, you start becoming grateful for the things you have, and then try to improve and optimize what you're doing. You optimize your finances. You optimize your income. You optimize your life, things like that, and you have a great attitude. The second thing that I always, and when we start with that, we say protect yourself from disaster and create a great defense. Your defense is made up of four basic parts. The first one is that you have a budget. The budget allows you to keeps you from going in debt. The second is an emergency fund. That's 3 to 6 months of expenses set aside to protect you in the event you lose a job or whatever it may be. The third part of the defense is you're going to have the proper insurance, and that could be health insurance and life insurance and, you know, things like that. I always tell people if you have a good emergency fund, try to raise your deductibles on your health insurance, your car insurance, things like that. Raise your deductibles. That saves you money, frees you up money to save. Also, you want to have proper liability coverage, and that keeps you, you know, from worried about somebody taking what you've accumulated. And then you buy life insurance. You want to get the right type of life insurance, which is always term insurance. I've been recommended term for over 30 years, and, you know, it's just a, you know, buy term and then get, you know, the most coverage for the least amount of money while you need it. It's called income protection. Income protection is, you know, if something happens to you, you've got a couple kids and a family, then what happens is that life insurance lump sum is used to replace the income that you would have made had you been alive and working. And so then we do that, and then we always want to keep the bad debt out of play. Bad debt is debt that you can't afford. You get overextended. The next debt that's bad debt is, you know, high interest credit card debt, things like that, on things that go down in value. And so we work on our defense. The third thing is we develop our income. We work on finding something we love or to do, so therefore you're going to spend time working it. You feel great about your life because you wake up every day and, you know, you're spending most of your lifetime working. Why wouldn't you do something that you love to do, all right? And then why wouldn't you do something that you love to do and figure out how to monetize it? Figure out how to take what you're doing and become so great at it that you become so valuable and watch your income go up. And as your income goes up, that allows you to live on that 50% 50% always, but live large. I mean, you know, you take and save your money and invest your money and live on half of it. But let's say that you take your income up and you become a 1%er. You're making $300,000 a year and you're living on $150,000 and you're saving, you know, $50,000-$75,000 a year and you're moving along. Well, you just became a 1%er and hey, you're living on $150,000 or you're living on $200,000, whatever it is. The key to it, there's nothing wrong with living large. Just don't live large. Don't live on, you know, if you're making $200,000, don't live on $220,000, you know, that kind of thing. So we develop income. That's the third focus points. Then we go on the offense, which is saving and investing. We learn and understand investments, how they work. We're going to get into that today. And the offense allows you to take advantage of retirement plans and tax savings type accounts that allow you to get the government off your back. You know, if you really start earning money, you're going to find that one day you're going to move to the point where your biggest expense is your taxes. And so you want to make sure that you do things to allow you to, you know, not pay additional taxes. It's like, you know, if you pay additional taxes, you don't have to, shouldn't be paying. It's just like paying double your light bill and electric bill. Why would you pay $600 a month for your electric bill when you should only be paying $300? Well, it's the same thing with your taxes. Why would you pay, you know, an extra twice as much or whatever it may be? Because you don't take advantage of IRAs and 401ks and all the different things and tax deferred accounts and getting money out there, you know, that's allowing you to move forward. And so we want to do that. So that's the offense, all right? And so now what we've done, we've got a positive attitude. We've protected ourselves with the defense. We worked on our income. Now we've got a gap between our income and our outgo because we have a great budget. We have a plan in place, doing all that kind of stuff. Then what we're going to do is we're going to allow time to kick in. I can tell you this, that if you've made mistakes, you if you understand and start doing it the right way, you will fix your mistakes much quicker than you think. And so it takes time. It takes time for compound interest. It takes time to get your money growing. You know, when one of my mentors told me, he said, look, you know, the most important thing you can do is save money every month. And if you do that, and I started doing that in 1985, automatically drafted, you know, out of my account and stuff like that. And then the last one is we get into retirement and beyond, and we start doing things that allow us to, you know, set up, you know, things that can be generationally, you know, out into the future where we change our family tree and stuff like that. And so if you're tuning in today, we're going to be covering a lot of this. I'm kind of cleaning up some things. I got a bunch of questions people have sent in. And so we're going to make it a fun show today, very informational. I believe the biggest motivation you can ever have is knowledge and that you can go do something with. So be sure and visit roymatlockjr.com if you'd like help with your money. That's what I do. I'm a financial advisor, and we have people that can help you do that. Visit roymatlockjr.com. We'll be right back after a short break.